Welcome back to the Crazed Hub Podcast, episode 13. I'm your host, Ian, a.k.a. Crazed, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Nate, a.k.a. Divine.
So, first podcast of the new year.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming in strong.
Busy with the holidays. And here we are, 2019.
Yeah, been a little bit of time since we recorded. Skipped a week in there. But it was, you know, it was a good break. You know, I've actually noticed that a lot of podcasts that I've been watching, ones that aren't, like, obviously produced by, you know, a big company and have like a lot of backing, they take a couple weeks off around the holiday and they maybe skip a week, so fuck it,
you know? Yeah, it's good.
It is good. I had a good time. So you do anything crazy over the last 3 weekends or so?
Since, oh Jesus, too much.
I know,
if you
right?
ask me, feels like I've never been home.
Yeah,
except New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
I'm not a big New Year's Eve guy, you know.
Same.
I don't really see all the hoopla about it, especially the New York one. New York one kind of sucks,
you dude know? You are fucking insane if you go and do that.
I know, it's crazy.
And the logistically, I just don't understand how you do it.
And this year it was like cold and raining and they weren't allowed umbrellas for security reasons, and so there's people just freezing out there in the mm-hmm. rain just to see this little like 3 foot ball.
Safety reasons drop. Too is what I think, because
yeah, I mean, so I said
you poke a person's eye out in like 2 seconds.
Oh well, I guess.
Yeah,
but yeah, for security reasons, I guess. But
well, that and you can imagine if you have
everyone with an umbrella, who's going to see shit?
Yeah, you can't see the ball anymore. Right. So it's, you know, counterproductive. So, yeah, I mean, they just looked, but they didn't look miserable either. The people
it's
on TV.
They interview a lot of the people who are either in front, so they have like some room, or the people who are in like private parties that are like just outside the storefronts, and they have these like caged off areas. So like those people are fine, just go like inside and warm up, come out when they want.
Yeah, that's
those
true.
People are always in high spirits.
Yeah, but yeah, I wouldn't want to do that shit.
Yeah,
so what'd you guys do, just stay at home or?
Yeah, stayed at home.
Yeah.
We went out to dinner beforehand, you know, had a nice big steak. Oh, it was delicious.
Shit. Where'd you guys go?
Oh, we went to the Mizu Steakhouse.
The what?
Mizu Japanese Steakhouse.
Over by you guys?
Over by us, yeah. And yeah, I got a nice cocktail, big old nice steak, some sushi, went home, drank some more, had New Year's.
Yeah, you got a lot of shit over by you guys where you moved. I mean, it's not all good, but there's a lot of stuff.
I think a lot over.
Yeah,
I think because it gets a lot of business in the summertime because it's by the water.
Yeah, and it's by the airport, and it's just...
Yeah, that's true, right by the airport.
Yeah, so, you know, you just moved in, so you still have to sort of filter through the shit. But I bet you'll find a bunch of good places just because of, you know, there's
yeah, this
be
place is definitely going on the list as a good place so far. So
there's another place over by you guys that I pass every time to get to your house called, I think it's like Junkyard Dogs or...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Have you tried it yet?
No.
It looks good.
It's like Spikes or something, right?
Spikes, yeah, Junkyard Spikes, Dog? Yeah, yeah. Yep. I mean, it's just hot dogs, but...
Is that what it is? I didn't actually know what it was. Yeah. I've seen it. I'm like, I don't know what that is. Is that like a bar? Is that a...
Well, they have I think they have a food truck, and then they have like a brick and mortar place right there.
Oh, okay.
And,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just hot dogs. You know,
chili dogs. I like hot dogs, man.
Yeah, exactly. Who doesn't like fucking hot dogs?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if they're reasonably priced. Like, I don't like hot dogs that are like $5 a dog.
Yeah,
that's
well,
ridiculous.
That's, yeah.
You know, but if you can do like $2.50 a dog, oof. I fucks with that. Anyway, I got lots more to talk about those weekends, but let's get into beer of the week first.
Beer of the week, shit, I got to open mine.
Yeah, you want me to handle this one?
Yeah, you can do it. This is all you, man. I know this is a sour and you like those.
Yeah, so this is one of my favorites. Basically, we have a recurring segment called Beer of the Week. Every week we have a new beer and we introduce it on the podcast and we drink it while we record. And, you know, we basically encourage you guys to drink while you're listening. And every so often throughout the podcast, you'll hear a little sound bite that I'll put right here. And that is your cue to basically have a shot, drink along with us, drink some water. So with that, our beer of the week this week is, well, it's a night shift beer from Night Shift Brewery. And it's called Mainer Weiser. Is that how you
pronounce it? Mainer Weiss.
Mainer Weiss.
So two words, Mainer, like you're from the state of Maine, and then Weiss, like the kind of beer.
So anyway, Night Shift is one of my favorite breweries. I lived in Boston for a number of years, and Night Shift is basically out of Boston. They're out
Everett.
Of Everett, which is...
Right outside.
Yeah, it's right outside of Boston. I mean, it's it's part of Metro Boston. So, I mean, it's part of Boston. But anyway, so I grew to really love their brewery and their beers. And they have a litany of different kinds of beers. I mean, tons of different kinds.
Yeah, I think we've had two of them already.
We've had a couple on the podcast. But anyway, they released this series of sour beers, and they're kind of limited, and I haven't been able to find them anywhere. I haven't looked too hard, but every time I go to the liquor store, I look for it. I finally found it, and so we have this one on the podcast now. And I've already had one. I had one the other night. I love it. I saw Nate make sort of a sour face, but...
Well, it is a sour beer. And yeah, it's true. You know, I'm not always the biggest fan of sour beers, but this one is pretty good. So it says mixed fermentation sour ale aged with blueberries and cinnamon. And you were right. I don't really get the cinnamon, but I definitely got a lot of blueberry. And I don't like blueberries, so I can dig it.
Well, I just got a taste of puke, though.
Something that's pretty unique, I guess, I would say, is that on the label, it says alcohol percent on the bottom.
Yeah.
And it's stamped on the bottom and not on the label. So we can only, you know, theorize that
it changes.
It must vary by batch so much that they can't put it on the label. They just have to stamp it by batch.
I mean, I don't know how you make a sour. I like them so much, I should probably research it, honestly. But maybe it's just like a more intense fermentation, so they can't really, you know, get it down. I have no idea. I mean, Night Shift still is a fairly small brewery, so you can't really fault them for potentially not having like a super scientific method of doing their beer so that they all come out, you know, perfect.
Right. You know, I'm sure with sours, consistent. Because of the, like you're saying, the aging process, there's probably a lot of variants.
Yeah. So who knows? But fucking good. A lot of sours come out like red, and this is one of the ones, like, if you look at it, it's definitely a red
definitely
beer.
Definitely red. And if you're curious and you happen to stumble across the same thing, ours is 4.6%.
Oh, yeah, let us know. So, maybe if yours is, like, crazy different, that'd be really interesting.
Let us know.
I doubt it's super different, but anyway. So getting back, we still have, I still want to talk about some shit. So we had some fun. We had two of our friends down. One hails from, like, Hartford area and one Massachusetts area. So they sort of came from two different directions, but we all met up and we had a bang-up time, honestly. Good time. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah. I mean, I was super pumped because they both, like, at the end of the night was like, that was fun. And I took some pride out of that. You know, we showed them the best parts of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
We won't get into too much detail, but it was really good. I mean, we showed them, we may have talked about this on the podcast before, but Free Play Bar.
Free play arcade.
But anyway, it's an adult arcade. You think that sort of summarizes it?
Yeah, you need to be over 21 to get in.
Yeah.
And then it's just arcades and a bar.
Yeah, so basically it's like a $10 cup. Excuse me. It's a $10 cover, and it's in like the basement of a building. And you go in. They have a full bar, cheap bar, too. I mean, I bought a round for us, and I think it was like $4 a beer, which, I mean, pretty good. Yep. So when you compare, I always compare this place to like Dave and Buster's, and because
oh my god, Dave and Buster's is so expensive.
So expensive, yeah. But I mean, similar concept, right? Except Free Play Arcade is like classic games, and Dave and Buster's is newish games.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess you would say.
Yep.
But still, the price difference is outrageous. I mean, you'll drain your wallet at Dave and Buster's. At this place, it's literally $10, and then whatever you pay for drinks, and it's like. Reasonably, it's not even reasonable. It's cheap. It's cheap drinks.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's super fun. They were having a fucking DDR competition the night we went, which was insane. That was pretty cool. I thought.
And they had a pretty impressive trophy to go with it too. It was like I don't know, probably 2.5 to 3 feet tall. It was just like an arcade machine trophy.
No, it was a DDR machine, a replica DDR machine, that someone, you know, had made like on the side for.
Totally insane. Very impressive.
Very impressive. That's a cool community, you know. And the thing too was we saw the guy that came in second at the DDR competition. We've seen him there multiple times when we go, and he's practicing playing DDR, and that's just so cool.
I mean, it's like, no joke to him, you know.
Like, exactly. It's just so cool that's like this small little community, and I don't know. That's so cool. But yeah, so we had a fucking bang up time. Really good. Can't wait till they come back. What else? We watched Bandersnatch, right?
Bandersnatch.
We had a little double date over at your guys' place and watched Bandersnatch. You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Pretty good movie. I actually just finished writing a review for it on the site before you came over.
Did you explore a bunch of pathways after we watched it?
I did not. At the end of my reviews, I give a review score, right? Because that's, I want to do that. Some other people have gone away with rating things on like a numerical value, but I do it. And so I gave it a fucking 5 out of 5. I thought that shit was good. Yeah. But even though I thought it was a wicked good movie, or not even a wicked good movie, but just a wicked good
experience.
Really? I wouldn't like go back and do it again.
Really?
Yeah.
After you guys left, Jen and I went back through it.
Really? The same night.
Same night. Yeah. A couple times. We were up pretty late. And
a couple times. A
couple times. Yeah. Because wanted. spoiler alert, I guess.
Yeah.
But there's if you do a certain sequence of choices, you can get to a part where you need to enter a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And like the actual numeric numbers, so you have to scroll by. And I was like, I really want to get the number right because when we were watching, I got it wrong.
Yeah.
And then guess what?
It was the same
thing. I was so hammered that I fucked it up twice in a row.
Oh, God, dude.
And I was like, that's enough for going to bed. My girlfriend was like, that's enough for going to bed.
Yeah. So.
You'll have to, go back and edit that out.
What did you say? A little somebody's name?
Oh, shit, yeah.
You're so fucking bad at that, dude. It's ridiculous. So let me tell you, though. So you can go online and look up, like, flowchart.
I'm sure people have done that already.
The tree. And so depending on if you fuck it up or if you don't, it goes to the same thing.
Really?
Which is kind of stupid.
That is super stupid.
But here's the thing. And this is why I don't fault the show for that. Because if you play through it a bunch of times and get to that scenario, then you'll figure that out. Or if you look at the flowchart. But if you look at the flowchart, that's kind of cheating.
Yeah.
Right? And so just playing through it or watching through it one time, you would never know that, and it would never affect you. And the experience the first time going through was still super genuine.
Yeah.
I never felt... Because, like, as gamers, we experience this, like, choose-your-own-adventure almost in every game, right?
Most games now, there's some sort of open-world element to it where you get to decide where you go, what you do,
and what
order you do things in.
Most of the decisions are pretty cheesy. Like, it's just one way or the other, and it doesn't really affect a lot of things. But in here, they really thought it through, I thought. And
yeah, the coolest thing I thought was that depending on choices you made earlier in the movie, it unlocked different choices later in the movie. I thought that was the coolest thing.
Yeah, I thought that was the biggest thing, that even, like, coming from the perspective of looking at us, that I don't think we're stupid, right? And we play a lot of video games, so we're usually, I think we're pretty attuned to, like, this whole aspect of, like, trying to write a story and you trying to, like, be involved in that or, looking at it from that kind of perspective. And as we were going through it, you didn't really see the branches. I mean, you saw the obvious, you have to choose this or choose this, but then they really threw that wrench where they would throw you back in the story.
Right.
And then you had, like, a completely different story or completely different options.
Right.
And
it wasn't always apparent where you were going.
Yeah. So they really disguised, like, the branching tree,
I think that was an artistic choice, if you will, because it sort of got you in the mindset of the main character who's like going crazy trying to decipher all the branches of his game.
It could have been a major fail, like, if the branches were super recognizable and you could just you knew exactly, like, you were going down this path, and then if you wanted to change it, you knew, okay, let's rewind to this point and then go down the other branch. Like, if it was super recognizable like that and just kind of, like, they didn't put a lot of time into it, it would have been a complete fail, you know?
Yeah.
But
I super love it.
Yeah, it was good.
But guess what? They're getting sued.
Netflix, I know, I saw that.
You did?
Yeah, like $25 million or something.
$25 million from Choose Co.?
Yeah.
LLC?
It was like, like Coco Chew or
Choose Co.
Yeah, something.
Because they own the rights to Choose Your Own Adventure.
Which I think is kind of bullshit.
Bullshit, right?
Yeah, which is why I kind of think, the people that are suing them is a small company. Netflix is a massive.
No, I think they're owned by Fox.
Oh, so they do have some pretty big backing then. So, okay. Netflix. Well, I wonder who owns Netflix. I bet somebody.
I think they own themselves.
You think?
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, Netflix will have a hard time going up against
Fox. Because they're public, right? You can buy Netflix stock. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, Okay, that story changes it. That's going to be a battle then.
But still, that's like ridiculous because if I remember right, all they do is like in the very first scene when he's describing the book Bandersnatch, he says, oh, it's like a choose-your-own-adventure book, right?
Well, it's the whole concept. It's the whole like...
No, but that's like what they're targeting is because they're saying that they brought up their own IP, right, in the movie and then proceeded to go down this dark path. And their claim is that it's basically... You know, what's it called when you, like, deface someone's, like, person?
Yeah, there's...
Like, defamation. They're saying they, like, defamed their choose-your-own brands by doing that. And well, I think that's total bullshit, you know?
Well, you know, when you do... All those lawsuits come down to, like, 50% your actual argument, and then 50% how much money can you throw at it until you win.
And you know what this tells me about Bandersnatch, too? Is that they did something really good. Because as soon as you do something really good, there's going to be people out there.
People come after you.
Exactly. That want a piece of the action.
Yep.
So.
That's exactly it. That other company saw that it was, like, you know, a success and that there's probably going to be, predecessors of it. Predecessors or,
Follow-ons. Predecessors would come before.
And they want a piece of what's to come next.
Yeah.
Right. So. But fuck them. You know what? Suck a dick.
Yep. Good job, Netflix.
So there's a couple other shows I want to talk about.
I got some too.
Bird Box, is that one?
No.
No.
We can talk about that though.
Yeah. So we watched that. Yeah, we watched Bird Box and it was okay.
I really enjoyed it.
You watched it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Oh. I mean, I enjoyed it. You know, but I feel like I listen to a lot of podcasts and so I take in podcasts and, you know, internet content and whatever. So I get, like, a lot of opinions or what have you.
I have the pure virgin opinion.
Well, here's the thing. And so a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, Bird Box is really cool. There's even, like, this Bird Box challenge out there.
Oh, that's so stupid,
though. Really stupid. But, you know, so it's like, you know, getting this, like, fame, and I just didn't think it was that good. I thought it was enjoyable. I enjoyed watching it. I think it's
because of how much it was advertised, right? It was
maybe that, too, yeah.
Pretty ridiculously advertised.
Well, yeah, because it had... fucking what's her name?
Julia Roberts. Yeah.
Isn't Julia Roberts?
Yeah.
It's Julia Roberts. Okay.
I think so.
Well, anyway, mainstream actor.
Yeah.
Actress. Sorry.
Yeah. And I actually really enjoyed it.
Loved having MGK in it.
Awesome. Yeah.
Even though he's not really a good actor.
No.
He's not really a good actor, but big fan of him. Loved having him in it. Super surprised, too, because I had no idea he was in it. And then I'm just watching it, and all of a sudden, MGK. I'm like, what the fuck? All right.
It was definitely something you had to suspend disbelief for, right?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't really feasible, but...
Exactly,
the theme 100%. And, like, how they went about it, I thought was really interesting. It was a really interesting concept that they explored, and I enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was an interesting concept, but I don't know if you... There was another movie that came out maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago... That had the guy from The Office.
Oh, yeah, Quiet or something, right? Yeah, I didn't see that.
It was the same exact concept of Quiet.
But except, different sense.
But different sense.
Yeah.
So, and I'm just saying that because I heard that argument on another podcast or something, too. And I was like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. So, it's not super original. But like you're saying, you had to suspend disbelief because there was a lot of, like, especially when they were in the car. And they took the car to the
supermarket.
The supermarket. Yeah. I thought that was a bit.
That would be really hard.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit ridiculous. But so you're right. You sort of have to just be like, okay, it's a movie and whatever. But and you know they're the whole time they're going down the river blindfolded. I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, how feasible is that? Really?
I don't know. I mean, depending on the river, right? But I know you and I have kayaked down some rivers, right? And if you let the current take you, you can end up on the sides, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And generally by the sides, there's some low-hanging branches.
Yeah, you're going to get fucked.
You're going to get, like, clotheslined. Yeah. You're going to get, like, all
sorts of shit. It's just not going to work. And you're going to get...
It'd be really hard.
You're going to get hung up on shit
all the time, yeah.
Because the current will take you into the side. That's just how rivers work, you know? And you're going to get to the side, and you're going to get hung up in bushes and branches. Mm-hmm. And so it's not really super feasible. But, you know, again, if you just, go with it and say, okay, whatever, then it was an enjoyable movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't scary, though. I think it was supposed to be scary.
I don't know. It was more of a thriller.
Yeah.
It wasn't a horror at all.
No, definitely not. Talking about horrors,
There was some gore,
but... There was some gore, but even still, the gore wasn't like...
It wasn't extreme.
It wasn't. No.
And like, I think some, like of some them, more movies.
You some know? Of them were meant to be kind of like scary, gory, I think. Or not gory, but
I think the freaky. Most fucked up one was, if you'll excuse my language, was when the wife of the neighbor, right?
Just
like went into the burning car on fire and then just like sat down and burned to death.
Yeah,
that was really disturbing.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked.
Jesus.
No, that was definitely pretty fucked up. But anyway, so going on the horror too, I wanted to talk about the new Jordan Peele movie, Us.
Oh, okay.
Right, I know we watched that trailer. We watched it right after Bandersnatch because I brought it up and we threw it on a little bit. Do you not remember that?
I remember watching it. I'm trying to recall.
So it's basically a black family travel to like a seashore vacation spot.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
And the hold on one second. I gotta get my cat out of the way.
What are you doing,
and
Pete?
The son of the family like finds a random guy on the beach, and then all of a sudden all this weird shit starts to happen, and it's basically there's like a replica of the family and all of its, you know, members of the family, and this like dark side replica of the family.
Yeah, it's like they all get an evil twin.
Yeah, exactly. And they just fucking with them, terrorize the shit out of them. But it looks super freaky. Jordan Peele does really good cinematography, good director, I think. Well, he had one that looked good. This one, or one that was super good.
Yeah.
This one looks really good, and it looks very similar. I was saying this to you, and you didn't really understand it, but it looks very similar cinematically to the first movie, like in the color scheme and sort of the angles. I don't know, but it looks very similar in the way that they shot it, and I think it's going to be... another, I mean, I don't like horror, but looks good. So
okay, there's a new show. Are you sick of zombies?
I might have this on my list too.
Kingdom. Yeah. So a Korean zombie apocalypse movie, but set in like medieval Korea.
I was gonna
is set to air January 25th, so coming up, so a couple of weeks away. Do you know if it's like gonna be in Korean?
Oh, I hope not.
Me too. I was, because like, yeah. I was watching, I didn't really see anything about it. There are trailers that's out, a good so point. That would probably answer the question for us. I didn't watch the trailer
because it's a Netflix show, and I don't know if you've noticed on Netflix, but Netflix is just buying up everything.
Yeah,
and that includes foreign TV shows,
right?
That
they this really is from a foreign studio
that they really poorly dub over in English, and then they just release them. Have you watched any of those?
No.
There's a bunch on there. There's one that was sort of like on Netflix. It was Wolf, and it was like sort of like a SEAL Team 6, but it was Turkey's version.
Okay.
So it was originally in Turkish, and they just dubbed it over in English, and it's not a great dubbed version of it. But
that always retracts from the quality. Yeah, of the
but they've
show,
done that for a ton, dude. Like a bunch of Scandinavian shows too. They've brought over from Scandinavian countries. But
in the like early Netflix, there was Troll Hunter, which I really loved. But,
I don't think I ever watched that.
Well, hold on. So it's going to be 6 episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's coming out January 25th, but it's not released yet. It's already renewed for a second season.
Holy fuck.
So but whoever the execs are.
Dude, who knows what that means, though?
Honestly. That means whoever the execs are that's in charge of where money goes.
Yeah.
Watch the first season. I was like, "All right, this is worth the second season."
But you know,
so
what?
At least that guy liked it.
Honestly, if
that's all that means
with Netflix, that could mean that this show in Korea has 5 seasons. They bought the first one, they watched it, thought it was good, and then they just bought the second one.
I think it's newly produced.
It might be. I mean, who knows? All I'm saying is, you almost don't know with Netflix now because they're bringing so much shit to their platform. But no, I was gonna bring up this same show, and I was interested and concerned what you would think about it, because I almost thought you would just be like, dude, that looks like shit, that's stupid.
I didn't watch the trailers though.
I didn't see a trailer for it,
but I like zombies, and I like The Walking Dead until it got a little dry for me. So I'm always up for zombies.
This seems like a stupid sci-fi just awesome thing. You know how I always say that about shows, like it's a stupid show.
I don't know
it's nothing crazy, but it'll still be super entertaining to watch.
I hope it's entertaining.
Yeah.
That's all I want. That's all I want my free times, to be entertained, right? Yeah. So
So in that same vein, I saw another one too. It's like, fuck, I forget the title. I didn't put it on my list because I thought my list was getting a little bit too heavy with TV shows. But so it's like a Western, but with a Asian flair to it. Okay. So the two main characters are Asian. So it almost has like, you know, those like crazy, like Asian kung fu, like Quest of a Thousand Fists or a Thousand Swords, or I don't know the actual title.
Like the wire fighting.
Yeah, exactly. Show, like, movies. Yeah, like, and the kung fu
movies. Where they're on like fly wires, like doing all sorts of crazy
exactly,
shit.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, it almost sort of feels like that a little bit.
Fist and all that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It feels a little bit like that, but in a Western. And I think that's coming to Netflix too, not too far out. Okay. So that one also looks good. I'll put the title in the link dump.
Have you watched The Ballad of Buster Scruggs?
I did, actually. I ended up watching that.
You did? Yeah. I watched half of it. It was not at all what I expected. I expected a movie about Buster Scruggs, but it was short. A series of short stories. Yeah.
So because I watch a lot of podcasts and listen to them all the time and get a bunch of, you know, content from that, I knew that it was a series of short stories.
Yeah, I had no idea.
But I had heard that, again, I had heard that it was going to be super good. And I didn't really think it was that good.
Yeah, so, my girlfriend and I watched 3 of the short stories, maybe 4, and then we're just like, eh, all right, that's enough of this. let's watch something else. So, because we were ready to sit down for, like, a 2-hour-long, you know, cool movie.
Yeah.
By the Coen brothers, right?
Yeah, so it was by the Coen brothers, who are, you know, critically acclaimed.
Yeah, they did almost all their movies.
They did The Big Lebowski, you know, but, you know, and I don't know. So I think a lot of people that I was listening to, like, really liked it because of, like, the stardom of the Coen brothers.
They did have, like, a lot of big-name actors.
Yeah, they had a bunch of actors. Which, what was your, so you only watched half of it?
I don't know. We watched like the first 3 or 4.
Did you see the?
So obviously the first one with Buster Scruggs. That one was fine.
I thought that one was good.
And then the one with James Franco was pretty good.
Yep. Gotta love him. I just
like James Franco.
He's awesome. We watched the interview the other night because it was on TV.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, the movie. The interview.
Yeah, with Kim Jong-un.
Yep.
Not the real Kim Jong-un, obviously.
Yeah, but Seth Rogen too, right?
Yeah. Yep. It's a fucking amazing movie. But did you see the Liam Neeson one? Did you get to that one?
Oh,
with the
limbless boy in there doing a thing. Yeah, and he definitely threw him over the edge. Right?
Yeah, and then spoiler, yeah, he just throws him. he throws him over a bridge for a chicken. I thought that one was pretty good.
I think that one was okay. I think that was the last one we watched though.
Yeah, I think like maybe some of these they have like a deeper meaning maybe that you have to like look into. Like that one, it was the value of a human life, right? You know, and for Liam Neeson, it was, you know,
it was just the circus act.
Yeah, it was worth less than a chicken, quite literally, right? So I don't know, but anyway, yeah, I didn't think it was anything to shout home about. One more movie.
All right,
one more, and then we'll move on. We're closing in on 30 minutes here talking about TV shows. So Netflix has another one coming out to their. To Netflix on January 18th, so in about a week, called Io.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
Oh, yes.
So it's like a sci-fi kind of movie. You know, it could either be really good, it could either be average, or I don't think it will be shit. But
it could be anywhere on the spectrum.
No, I don't think it will be shit, but I think it, you know, in between average or potentially really good.
Okay.
But basically it's about, you know, dystopian Earth, like, basically half the fucking content out there in the world these days.
Well, sci-fi's by nature are dystopian.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Yeah, because you have to destroy the current Earth to make a futuristic one almost, well, kind of.
No, but like if you were to have like a utopia future, then where's the drama? Where's the, where's the plot?
Yeah, fair.
So,
a lot of people do go towards dystopian, though, you're right. I mean, it's more interesting, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
So Earth, exactly. Earth becomes super toxic, can't live there anymore, and everybody leaves and goes and lives on Io, which I believe is a moon of Jupiter, right? The letters Io.
Yep.
So that hence the title of the show. But one person sort of gets left behind. One woman gets left behind on Earth, and she lives there and explores, and she sends out a communication just out there into the ether saying, I got left behind, blah, 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 whatever, you know, is anybody out there? And eventually another character comes back to Earth and says, I found your message, and then sort of story goes from there. I'm burping up a fucking storm, dude. I got a ton of, like, gas in here or something. But then the story progresses from there, and it is what it is. So, I don't know.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. The other thing coming out that same day, moving off of TV shows.
No, I have a TV show.
Oh, you have one more? All
right, I have a TV show. Okay. Not on Netflix.
Really?
Well, but a little update. I know we talked about The Mandalorian before, the Star Wars
show coming out
about a Mandalorian, supposedly. But so they have the episode list out and the approximate runtime of each of the episodes. It's going to be 8 episodes and about 45-minute runtime for each episode. But I don't think it's expected to be released until early 2020.
Fuck that. Holy
right,
shit.
Because so episode 9 is going to come out December 19th this year. And then their streaming platform, which The Mandalorian will be hosted on, isn't due to even be released until fall of 2019. Hmm. So this will probably be one of the first shows on it.
Huh.
So really 2020.
Do you hear, so you're talking about Disney streaming?
Yes. Right? Yeah, Disney.
Do you hear IMDb is going to have a streaming arm? Yeah,
I didn't know they had that sort of backing.
Well, IMDb is owned by Amazon, and Amazon has Amazon Prime.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
I did not know
that. Yeah, so IMDb is owned by Amazon.
How will that be different than Amazon Prime streaming then?
That's what I read like a short article, so I can't speak to it. That's but supposedly it launched like today or very recently. The article I read said it launched today, but I'm not sure when the article was written. It was a recent article.
Okay.
So it could have been today, it could have been yesterday.
So it is out.
Yeah. It wasn't like a it wasn't like a month old article. It was within the last, couple days here. But
okay.
I think it's called Free Drive, something like that. I gave it a quick search and it 100% wasn't the first thing that came up in the search engine, so
it's free. It's a free streaming service.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. Yep.
So that's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, it'll be
called Free Dive.
Free Dive, not Free Drive. Maybe that's why I didn't find it. Searched the wrong thing.
Well, I just searched IMDb streaming.
Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be ad based, so free service. But who knows? I don't know. So many streaming services.
And it's future television.
Yeah. So, bringing it back, January 18th, something comes out that day.
Okay. So 1 week from today.
1 week from today. Ace Combat 7?
Ooh, what platforms?
Ace Combat 7, I think. I would imagine all platforms.
Okay. Well, sometimes they get like a Sony exclusive for like a short time period.
Well, let's check it
Which
out.
Which would suck for me because I don't own a PlayStation. But I do love Ace Combat games.
PlayStation, Xbox One, Microsoft Windows, yeah. So all platforms.
Hell yeah, getting that for PC.
Yeah. All platforms, January 18th, week from today.
Sweet.
Wicked awesome.
Cannot wait. Does it have a title?
Yeah, Skies Unknown.
Skies Unknown. Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
Like it.
Even if it's just more of the same.
I like it.
I'll be
well,
into
like,
it.
For like just like a fly around and shoot stuff game, they have like really good plots. Like, The Unsung War. Oh, man.
Well, who knows if this one will.
Right. Based on their history.
Yeah, if it falls in the same vein.
They generally do.
And you know what? It doesn't have much to live up to, honestly, for me, because I just sort of been playing Fallout 70. I haven't played it a lot, but I've been playing Fallout 76 a little bit. Piece of shit game. I mean, honest to God, that is a turd
really?
Of a game.
Really? Is that bad?
It's bad, dude. It's just like, most games, sometimes a game is a fail and you just play it and there, for whatever reason, it can be a litany of reasons. You don't get that like feeling of like being invested in it, I guess. Right? And in a Fallout type game, you have to feel this investment. Otherwise, it's just like exploring and picking up trash. Like,
right, that's literally what it's all about. You have to feel connected with your character and want to like improve and get better and unlock things. And
literally, in this one, it just feels, I mean, there's stories and quests and everything, but it just kind of feels like you're just walking around picking up junk and, you know, dismantling that junk into the component parts, putting it in your chest, and then that's it, really. I mean, it feels like it failed on so many levels because it's just not fun. It's really not fun. It's stressful.
That's unfortunate.
Right? It's super stressful because there's other people around. Nobody attacks each other, I'll be honest, very infrequently. Like, I've never been shot at by anybody. I haven't played a lot, but still. I don't know. It's just a fail. So as long as it's better than that, which won't take much, it'd be good for me. What else? What have you been playing lately?
Lately?
Except for nothing?
Well, you know, I've been playing Madden 19. Mm-hmm. You know, football is upon us, so
that's
I like to get in the spirit of it and play some Madden. Other than that, you know, standard for me, League of Legends. New season of Diablo 3 is dropping.
You've been playing League?
Yeah,
playing League?
Yeah, every once in a while, I play League. Okay, but new Diablo season, the season of Grandeur. Is dropping the 18th, so I'll be playing that when that drops. But now that I know that Ace Combat is coming out the same day, perhaps I'll be playing that instead.
Yeah, getting that. Well, you can play both. Yeah, well, there's always time for both.
We'll see.
Have you, it doesn't sound like you have, but have you picked up Atlas yet?
No.
So Atlas...
Oh, no, yeah. Wildcard Studio.
The Wildcard Studio. Right. It had a rocky start.
Yeah.
But I think they're over that sort of rocky start. They fixed a lot of the stuff. And there's a YouTuber that I watch who was a huge Ark YouTuber. Well, he's kind of it's kind of like a guilty pleasure thing because he's totally like a like most YouTubers, he orientates his content towards like younger kids, right? So doesn't swear. Kind of is a bit goofy and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Love his content though. But anyway, I've been watching him and he didn't do Atlas for a while. But like a week ago, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks, he got into Atlas and he started doing his like, you know, playthrough of it, you know, episodic playthrough of Atlas. Fucking really nice.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Looks really cool. Really cool game. And then he's a huge dude. He has a million plus. And so he set up a server, like a community server for Atlas. And it's like 150 or so deep. With community members in his like tribe. They call it a company in Atlas, but same thing as a tribe.
Right.
So that's helped him to make like some of the big end game content where, so basically you craft boats. So you make your pirate ships and they go from all the way from a tiny raft, which is basically the very same thing in Ark, all the way up to a galleon, which is just...
Massive war vessels.
Yeah, so a galleon, you need like at least like probably, I don't know, to run it efficiently, probably like 20.
People?
20 people.
Oh, okay.
So it's either real people or have you ever watched any Conan Exiles?
Yes.
So in Conan Exiles, you can get like actual people, like NPC people.
Right.
To run your like
there are mods for that too in Ark, which are pretty sweet. I've messed with those.
So in Atlas, that's actually a part of the thing.
Okay.
So you get those little people. So either 20 real people, or around that number of NPCs to run your sails and your cannons and shit like that. But anyway, because they have that huge server of people, they've gotten to all that content like day one, right?
Yeah, of course.
And so you got to see all that, and it's just so cool, dude. It feels like Sea of Thieves. But it got everything right that Sea of Thieves got wrong, is what it feels like.
What did Sea of Thieves get wrong?
Well, Sea of Thieves, and here's the thing. So, like, sometimes games fail, and you're not exactly sure why they fail. It's just they don't catch on, right? And Sea of Thieves was one of those games.
It was pretty popular for a little stretch, though.
It was pretty popular, but then it, like...
It died off pretty quick.
Really quick.
Yeah.
You know, there just wasn't the content there.
It just was not enough content.
And I feel like... And I think one of the big ones was Sea of Thieves. You were just, at the end of the day, you were just sailing your ship around, collecting loot.
It was almost like No Man's Sky, but on the water.
Exactly. And I think one of the biggest things that Atlas does is that you can build a base and sort of like grow, you know, so you can see your growth and your progression,
right?
You know, literally in your building and your and all that, where Sea of Thieves and No Man's Sky, you're just collecting stuff and there's no real like growth or visible growth that is interesting and keeps people in. So anyway, it looks really cool. Maybe we'll both download it.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to pick it up at some point.
Yeah, maybe we'll download it. I'll go pick up a capture card and
I'll record some gameplay. Maybe that'd be cool.
Record a little cheeky gameplay action. I listen to way too many like British commentaries. I've been listening to one podcast lately, and it's just a couple Brits, and oh god, it's just so good. But I start to like, maybe I don't like speak British terms out loud, but in my head, you sort of have that like thinking, you know, as you think in like actual words. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, most people do.
Right? Yep. But like sometimes as I'm thinking, that like British lingo will start to like migrate into my, you know, subconscious thought process, if that makes any sense.
Of course it does, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway.
So I saw something pretty cool.
Yes, go ahead.
So a little bit of a darker note, but you know how Stan Lee passed away a couple months ago, right? Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Well, the latest WoW patch that dropped has a tribute character named Stanley. Not Stan Lee, but, you know, Stanley.
Stanley, yep.
And he's in Stormwind, and if you go talk to him, he'll say...
Excelsior!
Excelsior, right, which was Stan Lee's...
Gotta love it.
You know, signature goodbye, farewell, that sort of thing. So,
gotta love
pretty
it.
Cool. Love their tributes.
Dude, he's going to go on for a long time. In people's hearts and minds.
Oh yeah, we get just such an impact on like entertainment, especially if you look like where Marvel is now. It's crazy.
I hope it doesn't come out that he like tried to fondle his assistants or something. That really pissed me off.
It would, yeah, that would suck.
God, because
it seems like everyone you like that they did something fucked, you know?
Yeah, and it always happens. Yeah. Like, well, let's just he died. If he did that to you. Let it be. Just let it be. Don't ruin everybody's opinion of him. He's dead.
What?
Let him rest in peace.
I guess, yeah.
Let him rest in peace.
What vindication could you get now?
You can't, yeah. So let him rest in peace. I'm going to call a pause because I gotta take a wicked piss. I've been drinking beers before we started, and I got to break the seal a little bit. So pause. And are we back? I think we're back. So what's up?
How was your piss break?
Piss break was good.
Good.
Said hi to the girlfriend. She kicked me out real quick, you know?
Nice. Well, yeah.
What were we fucking talking about?
I don't know. But here's something cool.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen this, so the director of art of the God of War series, and forgive me if I get your name wrong, but Raph Grassetti?
That's a hard name.
Honestly. Yeah, he reimagined a lot of the characters. I don't know if he's still doing it or if he just did a set of certain characters. But he started reimagining characters from Super Smash Bros.
Mm.
And so he's done Fox, he's done Sonic, Bowser, Link, Samus, Mewtwo. Mm. And I think they all look super cool.
They do.
Check them out. They all have like a weird, you know, sort of definitely a God of War flavor to them.
Mm.
So like the Bowser looks pretty villainous. Almost like Godzilla, sort of, I get from him. But then, like, the Sonic is a little disturbing.
Yeah,
he's like an adult, like, manly.
Yeah.
Like, it's, Sonic, it's weird.
It's his own take on it, you know?
Yeah.
He's sort of taking some artistic liberty to create them in his own light. And they're definitely more detailed than, like...
Oh, yeah.
That's a big part of it.
It's, like, a realistic... But, well, as realistic as they could be, I guess, right? Sort of...
Yeah, more than they
art on them.
Yeah.
But I think it's really cool. And if you haven't seen them yet, you should check them out. Especially if you're a fan of any of the characters, because it's pretty cool.
We'll plug his Twitter account into something somewhere. Maybe our own Twitter account, and we'll reference him so you can go check it out. Right there too. I mean, we should say if you're not following us on Twitter or Instagram, then I mean, essentially you're dead fucking meat to us. So go follow us. I mean, please. His last tweet actually is like a gif of this midget, like
doing small person.
Small person, whatever. We don't have to be PC on this podcast, so I won't. But she's like doing the whole like putting your hands together,
like wiping it clean,
wiping clean.
Fucking done here.
Yeah, peace. done here, peace. So maybe that was the last one he did was Mega Man, so maybe that's like he's done. Hmm. That's the last one he's gonna do. At least that's what I get from that cryptic tweet there. But we'll give him a shout out. So go check it out. It's pretty cool. Some other shit. You want to talk politics real quick?
Real quick. Maybe
government shutdown is fucked.
It is super fucked, dude. I'm trying to renew my passport, and it's like a pain in the ass right now.
Wow, I imagine that's actually. Are you going anywhere?
Maybe.
Or can you not say?
Maybe. We'll see. Probably Japan.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. For you just don't know yet if you're.
I'm probably going.
Can we explain on this at all, or?
So my girlfriend is a scientist, and she gets to travel for conferences. So last year she had a conference in Barcelona, so we flew to Barcelona. Like the week after a conference. Well, she was there for a conference, obviously. I met her there.
Yeah.
Just the week after, and we just vacationed there for a while. So same sort of deal with Japan.
Yeah. But you just don't
conferences in Kyoto, and then the premature plan right now is the I would meet her in Kyoto, which is right outside of a suburb, I guess if you could call it that, to Kyoto. Tokyo? Is Kobe.
Okay.
Where Kobe beef?
Oh yeah.
Is fuck. Grown, right? Fuck. So I'm gonna try to get some genuine Kobe.
Well, beef. You could get Kobe beef all throughout Japan. I mean,
yeah, I know, but like being like right there, so close to it, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
really
a cool
it.
Thing to it. And then taking a bullet train from Kyoto to Tokyo, and then the rest of the time.
I'm gonna show you something after the podcast. There's a YouTuber that I watch called Aiden Films. I think is it. But all he does is, like, he doesn't talk in any of his videos, and he just goes, he's Asian. I think he's Japanese. But he just goes to, like, food places and records the preparation of food, because a lot of times, there's a certain word for it, and I can't think of it now, but in Japanese culture, they use those sort of hibachi grills for a lot of food preparation and cooking. Mm-hmm. And so along with that, it's sort of like, I mean, we know hibachi here in the States, but they make less of a song and dance of it there.
I'm sure, yeah.
But it's still like a thing where you watch them cook it, and so he'll just record it, and it's one of my, like, you've heard of ASMR?
Yeah.
It's sort of like ASMR for me. It's very relaxing just to, like, he doesn't talk in it, so all you hear is, like, the clanging of the silverware.
The sizzling
and stuff like that. And you just watch him cook these meals, and it's
cool.
Super satisfying, but a lot of times, because it's in Japan, and this guy seems like he's pretty well off, he does Kobe beef a lot of times. So I'll show you that, because it looks mint. And
I know.
And if you actually go there and try it and have that same experience, really cool. So we started a fucking government shutdown. Let's get back to that, please. So it's fucked. They're encroaching on the record, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Right? The record...
Was it today?
I don't know if it was today, but they were definitely encroaching on it.
The next few days.
The record was last set, like, in the Clinton era, I believe.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, it was. It was, like, 1995-ish or something, which I think was Clinton. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, had to have been.
Anyway, I mean...
Had to have been Clinton. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not super well-versed, but I'm pretty sure that's somewhat accurate.
Yep.
So super fucked if we break the record. I mean, that's just fucked. And the biggest thing that I saw, too, was I read an article, and I always, you know, I hate, like, I don't dump on Trump because I don't hate him, per se, but I also think the media, you know, shits on him way more than they should, so I hate to shit on him when I don't hear words come out of his actual mouth.
I have heard words come out of his actual mouth, and I think he's a despicable person.
Well, fine, fair.
But whatever.
But I heard an article saying where he was basically just, like, blaming the Democrats for it. It's like, the whole reason we're the government shutdown is the Democrats. And I'm just like, I'm thinking, like, did your mom not teach you anything when you were 5 years old to, like, not tattle on other people? Or like,
it was all him, though.
But it's just like,
and he was in a meeting and said, if the government has to shut down, I'll take full responsibility for it.
But
I'll even brag about it.
Here's the thing.
Here we are, and he's like, oh, it's all their fault.
It doesn't matter whose fault it is. Like, a good president wouldn't even call attention to that. They're just going to try and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of calling attention to it's this person's fault, which, one, you should just take the blame anyway because you're the president of the United States,
right.
You know, and, you know, have respect for that position and what have you. But, you know, just don't even bring attention to that. Just say, how are we going to solve it?
Show some leadership.
Yeah.
None. He has zero tact.
Yeah.
Zero
anyway, I'm not here to shit on Trump. The big thing I wanted to say is, like, because I was hearing a lot of it in the news, is that and you don't really think about this, but the national forests, right? They're all run by, government employees.
Yeah, I did see this too.
And they're all just like kind of going to shit because there's nobody there to like take out the trash and just like do simple shit. Like, but I've read other articles too. Like I read one. So we live obviously in New England, and so the White Mountains are up in New Hampshire, Vermont. No, yep. New Hampshire, right?
Both.
And so they're kind of close. I've been up there, and I read an article today about someone up there, and they said literally the only trash they found were like a couple small like doggy bags, you know, near a little trash receptacle. But other than that, they were completely normal. So that's the other devil's advocate side to it. But it's just fucked. And then you have like TSA. All TSA is out.
Well, who's really hiking the White Mountains in New Hampshire in winter?
The article of the lady that I... It was a lady. It was sort of like a blog entry type thing. But she was.
She was, right.
She said,
actually, obviously a less population would be actually, than the summertime.
This person, the blog entry that I read was this teacher who used to live in the States, moved to Australia because she wanted to be like by the ocean. She liked Australia, whatever. She comes back to the United States for 2 weeks a year, every year, stays in New Hampshire in the winter to walk around.
Really?
And do the trails. Yeah.
Huh.
I was like, that's really weird, but fair enough.
They teach their own.
Yeah, to each their own. And it is, I mean, it's a beautiful country.
It is, yeah.
Fresh air, super fresh air. I mean, I can see the appeal, but...
I can too, but like, also having, in, I guess like, having not been to Australia, yeah. I think it'd be much cooler to go to Australia for a
couple
weeks.
And it's just like, this time of year in New Hampshire, it's like 10 degrees, so...
On a warm day.
Yeah, on a warm day, so I don't know about that. Especially up in the mountains.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
With the wind chill.
Uh-huh. Oof. So, yeah, so I guess back to your point, I guess my point is that in the summertime... It'd probably worse. It'd show up worse. But.
Yeah. Well, at least up here. Yeah,
right.
You're definitely
yes.
Right. But yeah, and then TSA's, you know, fucked. So airports are going to... I don't really get it because I guess like...
Yeah, air traffic controllers
yeah.
in the towers.
Oh, those
they're
are
not getting paid.
Are those government employees?
Yeah, they're not getting paid.
I didn't know that.
I saw a Reddit post that was like, oh, I got my first shutdown check today as an air traffic controller. And it was $0. So they're
Jesus
working
Christ.
For free, and I think personally they have one of the most stressful jobs on the planet, trying to coordinate all these plans landing and taking off, trying to do different things.
Do you have a preference of beer?
Oh, I really like these.
So you want that one? If you have another one, if that is.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's like one of the most stressful jobs, and for them to like still be up there doing it for free in some cases.
Yeah,
like,
I don't really understand how that works, because I wouldn't work.
Would
for
you
free.
Go to work? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. And I've heard that's what's happening, is people are like calling out sick. But I mean,
do you have an obligation to go in if you're not being compensated for your time? I don't think so, right?
No. I mean, they might say you're fired when you come back or something, but at the same time, your managers aren't getting paid either. So, you know, they're sort of in the same boat and they sort of feel you.
And you know what's messed up? Congress still gets paid.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked all different ways to Sunday.
They shouldn't get paid to put more pressure on them.
To oh, 100%.
Down, right?
Yeah, 100%.
As always, they're just like, whatever, we'll take a recess.
Dude, they're just a bunch of fucking dickheads, you know? I mean, what are you going to do? Back to some gaming. You haven't played What Remains of Edith Finch, have you? You never played that. So that was sort of like an indie game kind of thing.
Edison Finch, you said? What Remains of Edison?
Edith Finch.
Finch. Okay.
So I wrote a review of that. I think it was like my second article that I wrote on the site, maybe a long time ago. But if you have the Epic Game Launcher, like if you play some Fortnite, I don't play any Fortnite. But anyway, they're doing like a thing where they're doing some free games every month, different games every month. What Remains of Edith Finch is one of the games right now for a limited time that is free on the Epic Games launcher. So, and I thought that was like a 5 out of 5 game. You know, it's short. I mean, me and Heather played it together and she really liked it too.
Was that like the atmospheric exploratory one?
Yeah, it's like there's like a sort of a new genre of like walking simulators almost.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like atmospheric exploratory games.
Yeah, and that's what it was. And it was really, really interesting. Great game, and now it's free. So figured I'd let the peeps know, you know, let everybody know about that. What else? You know what I'm also thinking about doing, gaming wise? I think I might buy StarCraft 2.
Do it, dude.
Old game.
I'd play that with you. It's not that old. It still has a very active community.
Well, I would just play it for the campaign, be honest with you.
Mm.
I mean, I've played... I've never been a huge... I love RTSs.
Yeah, I do too. I love RTSs.
But I've never been a fan of online RTS. At least,
me neither.
At least, like...
I more so play just, like, skirmishes against AI.
Yeah, like skirmishes or... Yeah. I always love the campaign. I love... I'll play the campaigns on easy and... I just love, like, building up a huge army, building up a super, like, impenetrable defense, and, like...
They're just steamrolling.
And then steamrolling. Yep. Like I'll sit until I get everything, like, top tier, get all the upgrades and everything, and then just go complete the level, you know? But anyway, so on Blizzard, I think it was, like, $30, and you get StarCraft II and then, like, all the expansion mm-hmm. campaigns and everything.
Yep.
So basically, you get everything for $30.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
I was like, pretty good fucking deal.
Yeah.
So they're banking because I saw if you scroll down from that, from just the games, they have a bunch of commanders that you can buy and like all this other shit. So they're banking on you buying all that other stuff too.
But, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, just like a bunch of extra like cosmetic shit.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're banking on that. But yeah, for $30, I might get it.
Speaking of Blizzard, Activision, Bungie just split from Activision, and they got rights to Destiny, so they're gonna be on their own again, just like how they were when they made Halo.
So that's pretty crazy.
A little curious to see what they do next.
So Bungie split from.
Activision. So Activision
But Bungie doesn't own Halo anymore.
No.
343 does.
Yes, which is Microsoft.
Yeah.
Studios.
Okay, so you're saying maybe they could create a new IP.
Right.
Yeah.
Which maybe. Is like, yeah.
We'll see. Yeah, maybe.
A little more independent.
Who knows? Yeah.
Who knows? I just think it's interesting.
Just interesting. Food for
thought. Something to keep an eye on.
Food for thought. I find it interesting. Dude, I've gotten over the last, like, I mean, we're both gamers. I've been...
Really? You play video games?
I play video games.
I play video games too. That's crazy. It's fucking, we should start a podcast.
I know. Fuck. But we've been gaming for a long time, but over the last like 2 years, dude, I feel like I've just gotten so engrossed in like, you know, like the, I don't, what would you call it? Like knowing that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So well, like knowing that, you know, Halo, the Halo IP isn't owned by Bungie anymore. It's owned by 343. Like, that's not common knowledge, even for someone who's a gamer. It
pretty much is.
I don't think it is.
Especially for, like, a big title game like that.
No, I don't think it is, man, for a lot of gamers.
I don't know. Like, you play a game so many times, right? And every single time you start up that game, you see the publisher, the developer, their logos come up on the screen. So, like, it's almost impossible to not see that.
Yeah, but people don't take notice. People are, like, jerking off during that time or something. People don't take notice, I'm telling you. And there's, like, probably 50% of gamers out there are just, like, Call of Duty or, nowadays, Fortnite gamers.
I guess, yeah.
Right? And, I don't know. I just feel over the last 2 years, I've gotten, like, a huge, like, base of this sort of extra knowledge of the gaming industry, I think, which I really enjoy.
Hmm. Yeah, so. I mean, I guess for me, it comes from... I think I really first noticed, like, BioWare, right? So, like, you start noticing, like, holy shit, I really like this game. Holy shit, I really like this other game. Oh, wait, they're made by the same person? Cool, I'll start, like, paying attention to games they make.
I guess it's probably just as, you know, the last couple of years we've gotten older, and so we...
I get older. I don't know about you.
Fuck
you. Not just
fuck
the last off. Couple.
So, but you start, as you get older, you start to, like, actually read the news and what have you, but because we're gamers and nerds, we not only look at the, you know, average U.S. news, we mm-hmm. look at gaming news.
Right. And because nowadays everything is targeted. So, the things that pop up on our feeds are all just, 100%. Things we care about, which...
Yeah, oh my God.
This is.
Yeah, even if I didn't want to, fucking gaming news pops up on my phone just as is.
Yep.
It's like... So, you can't get away from it. So, one of the last things here that I'll talk about is... So, Stranger Things Season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen anything about that?
I have not. So I think I may have heard it's gonna be the last one. Is that true?
Oh, I don't know about that, but they released the date for season 3.
Okay, great.
So October? Nope, it's actually not. It's not gonna be because it was like a Halloween.
Halloween was last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
so
season 2.
So this year they're releasing it on July 4th.
Sweet. I'm planning on taking a long weekend, so
okay,
I can just
binge
that.
I did think July 4th is kind of weird, but. They're doing July 4th at midnight.
So the 5th.
Well,
so
I guess
fourth or
technically.
The fifth? So like third going to fourth or fourth going to fifth?
Fourth going to fifth.
Okay.
So, I mean, basically, I just think it's cool because shows are like trying to just be more interesting, right? Instead of just being like, oh, Tuesday at 9 Central, you know, or 9 EST, right? They're doing like these sort of interesting releases, right? And so they're doing July 4th at midnight. So it makes it more of like an event kind of thing. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, so like everyone will go do their July 4th party and then go home and watch Stranger Things.
So the party continues, right?
Right.
And so I think that's cool. I think that's...
It is neat.
You know, it almost like prompts you to have, like you said, like a gathering, right? You have people over, and then that's like your end of the evening festivity.
That's the nightcap.
I guess with that, we'll close it out. You've been listening to the Crazy Hub Podcast, episode 13.
A baker's dozen.
So what do we got to tell you? What do we got to tell you before we sign out here? Go check us out on Instagram and Twitter.
Comment at us on any media.
Comment at us on any media. We
love
to hear from
you. Let us know your thoughts, concerns,
like,
comments.
Like we just got finished saying, we're big nerds who love all like nerd shit. We know about all kinds of nerd shit. So talk to us about it. But go look us up on Instagram and Twitter at crazed_hub. Go to crazedhub.com where you'll find some articles. I just wrote one on... wrote a review about Bandersnatch, so go check that out. Leave us a comment. Leave me a like on that. Go follow us. Put your email in there so you can, you know, stay up to date with when we put stuff on there. We have a store at crazedhub.com/store that you can go check out.
Get some cool merch.
Cool merch.
It's a cool logo. I dig it.
It's cool logo, some cool merch. I'm going to be uploading sort of a new shirt style logo, whatever you want to call it, to there coming up pretty soon. That's really it. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, and you, if you want to hear our thoughts on something, let us know, you know?
Oh,
give us a suggestion, and we'll give you our two cents about it, whether you like it or not, I guess.
I guess I should tell you where to find the podcast, too. So podcast,
yeah, that would help.
Podcast is available on the website. It's available on Podbeam, where you can download it. It's also available on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Google Podcasts, iTunes Podcast. I don't fucking know. Probably SoundCloud. Probably some all kinds of bullshit. So wherever podcasts are found, I'm sure this will be found.
And if not,
let me know,
and we'll fix that.
And we'll fix it. So with that, we'll sign out, and we'll see you next time.
Cheers.
See ya. Yeah.
Let's watch the premiere of Stranger Things.
Pause. Heather, what the fuck? No, seriously, what the fuck?
It's a
bullshit! Well, stop!
If you're gonna see how far, just bring your
nose. Oh, it's fine, Heather. I don't blame you. I think that was pretty funny.